In today's episode, we talk about the time we saved the world from a nuclear scientist, first world denim problems, and how Corey flashes his neighbor's toddlers. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. That was so close. You guys, I just shut the door and it almost hit a chair.
Is that how you're starting this episode?
So we're in.
Tell them more about the door. Tell them more about the chair.
The door is a light
chestnut brown.
Wow. I would have never used chestnut, but you were so right.
Yeah.
It's a subtle.
I know my trees.
It looks like a elementary school table, like that color. Oh, like I would never choose it for my own decoration.
When you said elementary school.
I didn't mean to drag the studio.
Wow. When you said elementary school, I was like already smelling like this. Elementary school smells like classroom smells.
Isn't it weird
do you remember
how
that?
Smell works?
Smell.
Yeah, I was walking.
Do you ever call
day.
It scent?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes. I was walking the other day and out of nowhere, right by somebody you know's home.
Okay.
I literally was walking right in front of it and this was on Sunday.
Okay.
And out of the blue, out of nowhere, some type of scent hit me. And I thought of Thailand. Of
wow.
When I was in Thailand. And I was like, that has, like, clearly it's a so distant, blah, 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 for a million reasons. But, like, something. It's weird how scent brings memory.
Yeah.
That's all.
Phew. Finally figured out my mic.
Yeah. I was watching you the whole time just fiddling diddling.
Well. You know, I just really wanted to make sure I had that good voice.
Oh.
I get a lot of tweets of people being like, I love your voice on the podcast. Do you ever get that?
No, they say shut up. They say log out. What are you doing right now?
They call you a troll?
No, they don't do that.
Do you think, what do you think your voice sounds like in comparison to mine?
I would just watch the Friends episode of Phoebe hearing Smelly Cat, the recorded studio version. In being
the
like,
one where it's not her.
Right.
Spoiler.
So they do a studio version of Smelly Cat and she thinks it's her, but it's like this like incredible vocalist. And she turns to everyone who clearly knows it's not her. She's like, I sound so good. So maybe that's how I feel.
Well, I was going to be complimentary and say that I'm surprised you don't get tweets saying that you've got that smooth voice.
You think I have a
too.
Smooth voice?
No, but I just mean I was thinking of when we were doing like interviews after the Amazing Race, phone interviews,
mm-hmm.
and like it seemed that none of the interviewers knew which one of us was talking when we were talking.
So you think by default, because people compliment you, that I must also
well,
just
I mean,
sound
some
like
of
you.
Those interviewers ended up writing the article and quoting me as you and you as me, even
I know.
Though we were prefacing
foolish.
Which one of us was speaking before we even answered.
What's this? Who sings Foolish?
Foolish Games by Jewel.
Yeah, thank you. What's Jewel doing? What's Jewel's latest tweet? Will you fill us in?
Do you think she has a Twitter?
Oh, honey. You know, when I interviewed her, she wore Kelly Green. I always remember that's nobody's color.
Well, she's doing a little press tour, or at least that's what her banner says.
Oh, she also did a children's book or children's album.
Well, you know she's a
or
poet.
Or she had children.
You know she's a poet.
A poet?
Okay, so I just pulled up Jewel's profile.
What did you just call her?
Jewels.
I think you called her. She's Christian.
And so then it, you know how it pops up on Twitter and tells you 14 like people following Jewel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't tell me who.
My brother.
No. Wow, I was not expecting that. Which one?
Jordan. My other two brothers don't have Twitter.
Jordy's so funny.
Yeah.
You guys, we just did a escape room.
Oh.
With Corey's, some of
that
Corey's
brother
family.
Wasn't there.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
I can't believe you don't know the difference between them.
Well, I will say they're all identical.
They're not. They're
but,
actually
well,
2 years apart.
Actually, now that I'm still talking about the escape room, I'll talk about the escape room.
Yeah. It was your first escape room.
So it was my first escape room. And do you guys know the premise of an escape room?
So,
I guess they can't answer me right now.
There you are in an escape room.
Right.
Trying to escape.
Yeah.
That's like a big puzzle room. Some are themed.
Some are like linear, so it's like step by step. You have to do these things to get out of the room, and you have an hour to do it usually, or some amount of time.
From like 30 minutes to an hour.
I'd like to do like a 3 hour one.
Will you do the scary one with me now?
Well,
you like it's like you're in a murderer's basement.
Mm,
You will love it.
Do you? No. Well, maybe.
Somebody.
But we did. Corey's done a bunch of them.
Yeah. How many? Probably like five now.
What was your first one?
First one was like a bank heist, and we were trying to like get the money and rob a bank.
Oh, so
we were
so you're bad, the bad guys.
Kinda, yeah.
I kind of like that. That's more fun.
Yeah.
And then what were the other themes?
I did one where it was like very Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, that would
and
be
we
fun.
Were like we like were explorers who went into a temple and then we got trapped in there, very Indiana Jones.
See,
and then
okay.
we had to get out.
I like those because it feels like an adventure.
Yeah.
As opposed to like tied up in a murderer's basement.
That's an adventure.
That's not where I want to be. If we
I did
it,
one like that
oh
with
my God, Corey,
Bernie Burns.
If we did it.
It's coming out in July.
Would you be Jacob Tremblay or would I be Jacob Tremblay?
What? I don't know where you're going
you
with
know,
that.
You know, in Room.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'd be my mom and I'd be saying goodnight to the sink.
If we were in
we're 20 minutes into the escape room and I'm like already just.
You're like.
Accepting that we're going to be there
you're
forever.
You're like, goodnight, chains.
Oh, that's so sad.
Good night, metal bars.
Now, every time I go to New York City and I say New York City, I'm in you, the kids are like, it's Jacob Tremblayville.
Oh.
Because we said that once.
Yeah, I know.
Do you not remember the podcast?
No, I do. So I was thinking somebody tweeted at me and they were like, can you tell me which episode you guys talked about this? And I'm like,
honey,
I'm sorry, we're 90 episodes in.
We need to ask. We need to
I'm like, give it another listen.
You should go through it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't tell me what episode of SpongeBob something happened in. They all kind of run together.
That seems like Googleable though.
Sure. So we need a psychobabble historian.
Historian, yeah.
Is there
change
anybody
your
out
Twitter.
There?
I think it's too many characters.
Is there anybody out there who has listened to all the episodes, who knows everything about all of them? We're hiring.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could probably read the like descriptions of them and like command F to try to find it for that person.
Mm.
But it seemed very like they were really questioning us talking about a sandwich. And I'm like,
oh,
Lord
honey.
Knows I'm
well,
never
we always
find
record
that.
Right before lunch. Lord knows.
We're hungry.
When did Lord know?
Well, Lord's
which
known
episode
for a while.
Was that?
I had something more to say about escape rooms.
Impossible.
So you didn't, what were we doing? We were
okay,
escaping.
So,
we were saving the world.
So in our escape room, I liked it because we were saving the world from a
nuclear
psychotic nuclear
scientist.
Is it nuclear or nuclear?
Nuclear.
And I always feel like a fool
nuclear.
For not knowing.
Nuclear.
But I only think I don't know because people would act like that's a big thing that people don't know. And then now I just I second guess myself.
I have nuclear.
Well, it's not nuclear.
I think it's just nuclear. Nuclear. It's my new face wash.
I was going to say that. Hey, can everyone tweet at Proactive and tell them to sponsor the podcast?
I have flawless skin, though. I don't need it.
But how did you get that?
I actually have good genes.
From years of Proactive.
Good genes and not just these Levi's that I'm wearing.
So you know how my thighs are humongo.
I'm not done with the escape rooms.
I'll get back to the escape
okay.
room. My thighs are really big. So yeah. If I walk in a pair of jeans for a day... Over the course
of chafing?
No.
Oh.
But like a
you
full day.
Proactive for your thighs.
But a full day plus like doing that over and over and over. I guess what I mean is if I have owned a pair of jeans for a while, I get the whole.
Oh. Our friend Carly
you don't
gets
get that.
No, our friend Carly gets that.
That is the only privilege you have
got
from
those,
your thin
like,
legs.
Good big thighs too.
You know what? I used
his
to.
His tends to rip in like the taint area.
Oh. My nose.
Maybe he's got a muscly taint.
Well, you know what? You would know. Isn't that your ex?
I didn't explore.
No,
I'm waiting until marriage.
Oh, my God, same.
Screen name in college that was Ain't and a Taint.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I had a screen name.
It was like a secret one.
I had Hubert Cumberdale.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Is that your...
he's an additional character from Salad Fingers.
Is that Lexi Featherston?
No, I want that screen name, though. Do you guys know who Lexi Featherston is?
Well, I guess Lexi Featherston's the new Denise Stritchfield.
But yeah. Denise Stritchfield can't be replaced.
So my friend was saying that they did an escape room.
I'm still on my jeans.
Okay. So you get
so
that
this
wear
happened,
and tear.
This happened to my only pair of blue jeans.
You only have one pair. I guess I always feel weird when I see you wearing blue jeans.
Why?
Like one of these things is not like the other.
because I only wear black always, black on
yeah,
black
like,
on black.
You'll like walk out and you'll be wearing like blue jeans.
I wore
and,
a pink hoodie yesterday and like, Corey goes, a pink hoodie?
And like a green, your green like Hunter Toms. And then
I
like,
don't,
and then you'll wear like an orange, like
green Hunter Toms.
They're like those
cute ones from 2009.
Yeah, you've had.
I've already donated those.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, rip those shoes.
Speaking of rip, so my jeans.
Yeah, they ripped.
Yeah, and so I looked at the back of them, and they're. I don't know how to get another pair of them. They don't have any indication of what kind of Levi denim it is.
Oh, because they're so worn?
No, no, no. Because they don't properly label. So all of you tweet at Levi's. And tell them, fix this. Now back to your escape
All of
room.
My jeans are labeled properly. I don't know what you're saying.
They say 5'11".
Okay.
They say my waist size.
Yeah. Probably your leg size.
They say that also.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And
then I went
what
to the website.
What more do you need?
I went to the website and there's options for skinny leg. And I knew that wasn't it. There's options for straight leg. And I think
you had,
I don't know.
Aren't they carpenter?
They're not carpenter stretch denim.
Pleated stretch pajama jeans.
No. Do you prefer buttons or zippers for your crotch?
On jeans, I always like a zipper. Although my one good pair of blue jeans that I love, the zipper is always like down a little bit. And then I'll like adjust it. And you always give me a look like, what are you up to?
I've never looked at you.
I'll remind you the next time you do it. So my friend did an escape room. And theirs had a zombie in the escape room chained to the wall.
Don't love that. It's just annoying
and
at that point.
Every 10 minutes, the zombie's chain got a little longer.
Oh, that's Creepville.
And it keeps getting longer. And if the zombie touches you, then you had to go stand in like the corner or on like this designated area and you could only verbally help.
Hmm.
You could no longer like do shit.
I would like if the zombie touched you, you turned into a zombie, but obviously you couldn't participate, but you couldn't rejoin unless they found
a
serum or something.
Oh
so that's
God.
Like a distraction from, cause you have the time counting.
Oh, like
down.
What if there was like a serum in a box and it was like kind of a really
and
hard
it's kind
puzzle.
Of like an alternate quest.
Or it could be like that, that box that you had to get the little key thing out of with the wires.
Oh my gosh.
The serum
yeah.
could be in there. Oh my
so
God.
During
I guess
we should design escape rooms. When we did ours, it was a lot of fun. My heart was racing and I was feeling a little bit, what's it called? Where you're
palpitations.
Like, no. Where you're like out of my way.
Oh,
like
in charge.
I feel like I'm an alpha of some sort.
Large and
I pushed,
in charge.
I pushed your mom.
You did.
No, I didn't. But I was just like, when I saw, like when you were trying to do the like, the wire thing,
yeah.
There was this thing where you had
I was,
to, like,
see, no,
have very subtle hands.
That reminded me of
and
the
I
race
said, Corey,
where,
get out of the way.
That reminded me of the race where we're very good at knowing who's, like, good at what.
We were working well together.
Yeah.
I'd like to do an escape room with just the two of us.
I want
to
go.
No offense to your family.
I want to go. My brother was obsessed with it. He wanted to, like, do another. I was going to say, I want to go back to that same place and do like a harder one because we did one of the easier two rooms.
I will say
but we had like 23 minutes left.
We had 23 minutes left.
Maybe
so
22.
On the countdown. And it had a 46% pass rate.
How could people not pass that room?
I asked my friend that and he goes, there are a lot of dumb people out there.
I was just like thinking.
Which made me feel good.
I mean, that was a linear room. So. I don't know. I like puzzles.
Yeah, I was talking to Joven about like it. He's like, we should go to more escape rooms.
I'm down.
I'm
doing the scary one, though.
I'll do
but
the,
I
I'll
think
do the, scary
the scary
one.
One's like a 10-person or an 8-person.
I don't think I would like that because I feel like I would come across bossy.
Some of the Amazing Race people, like the L.A. local people, were being like, let's do one with like the L.A. crew.
I want to do a solo one. I don't
just
play well
you
with others.
In an escape room.
Yeah, I don't play well with others.
How would have you solved that last puzzle in the room we did?
I could see in the mirror. When my hands were in that box,
there was a mirror.
If I leaned far over, I could kind of see where my hand was. That's
wow.
what I, that was really helping me.
Wow.
Your quote unquote directions of
that
move
was
your hand
the only
over.
Room where I thought that was the only puzzle where I thought I should be the hands and you should have been the description because I was getting very frustrated with you.
No,
I'd be like right there, and then you'd be like,
Okay, well.
But we did it. No
fighting. Yeah, so bitch.
We survived. We made it to the top three.
We ended.
Oh my God. What if there's like an escape room tournament?
Oh
thing
my God. And where duos, you like show up. Would you do it with me?
Yeah, and you like go and you do eight rooms
would
in one day.
Would you do it with me, or is there like somebody better?
They take like
I
average
need to know
time.
This.
I would pick you.
Okay, good.
Oh my God.
Just say it.
Thank oh my God. I'm let's. We'll just do that with our friends. We'll have an escape room day, eight different rooms. You all get like your average time, the winner
I
wins.
Love it.
It's like a birthday party.
That's the best birthday.
For just me and you.
Okay. Wait, March. Yeah. Next March.
Well, that's a long way.
Okay. Well, we have time to train.
Oh, shit. How do you train for an escape room?
So our escape room was we had to save the world from
a nuclear. You've already discussed
this. Oh, a nuclear thing. But it was like a bomb shelter. And what was your favorite part? Mine was decoding this. There was this code.
All of it was code.
I loved the math involved.
Yeah. My brother still doesn't understand how you did that. And I'm like, okay, it was 27
right
divided by 3.
Listen, no, it was
the first
literally
one was,
algebra 1.
The first one was 27 divided by 3. And my brother was
but
like,
it was,
how did he do that?
No, but it was like a coded type of, it didn't say that it was going to be math. You had to figure out that it was
right,
math in the first place.
Right.
So I get that he didn't get that.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyway.
I was like, you divide by 7 and carry the 4 and multiply by 2.
She's a math whiz.
Well, she does like the whiz.
Cheese whiz?
Yes.
Do you eat cheese
whiz? I wasn't talking about the Michael Jackson reenactment of the
Wizard
of Oz.
I have never seen that. Have you?
Did they do it as one of the NBC Live musicals?
Yeah. I didn't watch that either.
I didn't see that one. The only one I watched.
Are we problematic for not watching that?
Actually, I was just going to say the only one I didn't watch was that one, but then I realized I haven't watched any of them.
You know what? I just listened to Michael Jackson's latest album.
I have a good Michael Jackson playlist on Spotify.
Does it have anything from the latest album? There's a song I really like.
The one him and Justin Timberlake redid.
Well, that one's okay. It was a single.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Do you think all artists have...
Sometimes, honestly, no, I'm glad you're bringing this up. Sometimes I wonder, like, wow, I like a lot of Mariah Carey songs. Like, imagine, what are her other songs sound like on the albums that you didn't listen to, like, the singles?
Like, Blackout from
well,
Britney.
Blackout by Britney is iconic.
I think it's iconic because we say it's iconic.
Toy Soldier?
I'm gonna be devil's advocate here.
And say that it's a flaw?
I don't think I liked that album.
Wow.
I don't think it's her best album.
It's in my top
and I know
three favorite Britney albums.
The Gate, well, that's not hard, honey.
What? Which ones do you like?
Because there's only, what, 8?
Only?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Did you yawn or did you gasp?
It was
me talking to an asshole.
Did you yawn or did you gasp?
Oh, goodness.
How many times have you asked an asshole that?
Hello.
So, like, what's your favorite Britney album? Probably Britney Jean, the deluxe version.
No. Are we gonna? I mean, you want to talk about this?
This isn't a Britney Queens. I just was wondering if you could throw it off the top of your head.
No, I couldn't, honestly.
Wow.
But in the same way, I can't throw my favorite Gaga album off the top of my head. I don't know.
Well, for those of you,
you know
who
what though, I
are
would...
smart like me, tweet me your top three favorite Britney albums. I guess you can do research since you're not live on a podcast. But I really like Oops, Britney. And, oh, shit, this is hard. I was going to say And Blackout,
oops,
but
oops.
I do really like Femme Fatale, too.
I like her number ones album.
That doesn't count.
I
guess I would go with Britney, Femme Fatale, and Blackout.
I feel like my dream job.
I don't know. Maybe Blackout does suck.
Oh, so she's back.
Maybe Oops, Britney, and Femme Fatale. Final
my dream
answer.
Job is to be the person who picks what songs shouldn't be on the album.
Shouldn't.
Because
you're like, trash, garbage, trash.
I don't know if Gaga has hired somebody to do that. And she just puts every song she's made for that era on the album, which I actually
kind of appreciate a good
more music,
like,
the better, I guess. But sometimes I'm like, if I were to whittle down the Born This Way album.
Yeah. You could have cut a few.
Because the Fame Monster had 8 songs. And I felt like it was so well edited. Like, it was like, you could
Born
get...
Born This Way only has 14.
I'm talking about the deluxe version.
Oh, God. That does all the ones on the deluxe version are just dance remixes of other tracks.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's like a fashion, like...
No, oh. 17 tracks, honey.
Whoa.
Plus 5 remixes.
That's the special edition.
Gaga, I don't mean to discredit any work, but do we really need the queen?
I guess I didn't realize.
You know, Like, I just would like, I would like to whittle it down so that it could have been called the best album of the generation, not just by me. Because I'll call a bit that.
Yeah.
Words.
I was listening to it in the car the other day because I have it in my actual like car CD player, and I was driving with my mom and I didn't want to have to like plug in my phone because I knew she was going to yell at me. And
she loved Bad Kids.
No, but then I was sitting there thinking and I was like, well, I can't make my mom listen to Shiza.
Why?
Because she's like particular.
I'll force people to listen.
So I was trying to skip to the more like poppy ones like Hair.
This is just like at the tour.
And like Bad Kid.
This is just like at the tour when we would like force the kids to listen to the music that we wanted during the...
While they were filling the house?
Yeah.
And I was okay with
that. I think it was just the Carly Rae Jepsen album. I think one night we did a country night.
Well, no, that was like the second part of the tour.
Oh.
I feel like at one point we had like Roar.
In Australia?
We had Roar on there and the kids would be like, turn that off!
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, they didn't want to hear it roar.
You know, I saw Katie was favoriting some of Gaga's tweets yesterday.
Wow. You think there's a collab?
So, as a Stan account, I can only wish for peace.
I guess I should read Katie's favorited tweets more often.
You know what? I think people's favorited tweets say more about them than their tweets themselves.
Well, they're called liked tweets now.
Whatever.
Oh, she was favoriting her, favoriting her tweets. She favorited Anna Kendrick's too.
Oh, so we have Lady Marmalade.
And Tina from Bob's Burgers.
There we have it. That's the new Lady Marmalade. Marmalade? Lady Jam. Jam?
Yum.
What's your favorite jam?
I like boysenberry.
No, you don't.
Blackberry.
Oh my god. So I bought, after our run this morning, I bought a fruit cup with yogurt inside of it, you know.
Riveting.
When my card was declined. How embarrassing for me with my yogurt, strawberry. And at the middle of this fruit cup, I never saw until there I was eating it. Blackberries.
Wow.
And I thought,
and she hates
gross.
And she hates blackberries.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's how you feel about blackberries. What's your favorite berry?
Rachel Berry.
God, this conversation is so berry interesting.
I had a great answer and you didn't acknowledge it.
Name one Rachel.
Oh, well, let's play the name one game.
I don't want to.
Why?
Name one reason why.
Okay, so name one Rachel. Crouch. Name one Crouch.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Great answer.
Name
great
one
answer.
Dragon.
Ooh, a big old dragonfly. Name one fly.
I Just Want to Fly by Sugar Ray.
Sure.
Name one sugar.
Oh, sugar so sweet like a Splenda. Name one splendid.
What British people say.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, they say, oh, splendid.
Oh, there you go.
Like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't my British accent iconic?
I'm waiting for my question.
Name one Brit.
Oh, Britney Spears. Name one spear.
Wow. A pickle spear. Name one pickle.
Yes! Oh, I am in a pickle. Name one in.
No, you should have said name one I am.
Name one I am.
I am Sasha Fierce.
Love it. I was hoping you wouldn't go legend.
Name something fierce.
Oh, this chestnut door.
Well, there we go. Full circle.
Anyway, you know how every time we're on our way to the podcast, Corey's like trying to complain about something. And I say, save it for the podcast. What did you want to say?
So I live in a building that has an apartment. My apartment. Name one apartment. This story's just really going
What
places.
Is with that title of that show? Don't.
It's Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
No, but I love that movie. No, she's a bitch in apartment something.
Got canceled after like two seasons, maybe.
What was with don't, the name of that
don't
show?
Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Maybe that can be
what it was called.
Maybe that can be my side job of not only editing down albums, but also making sure titles of TV shows will be watchable.
Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
How do I talk about that show? How do I say, wow, I love Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. That takes a lot of effort. Okay, and then what's the hashtag?
It's got high ratings on both Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb.
I'm not saying it's not a good show. I'm just saying that's a bad title.
I think it only got two seasons. I watched maybe one episode.
Lost? Great title.
But I guess I don't love like Kristen Ritter. Sorry. So there I was in
Rocco's
my
Modern Life? Not a good title if you think about it.
Well, James Vanderbeek played James Vanderbeek in that show.
You know, not a good title.
You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
What would have you called it? It's about a bee in apartment 23.
Bumble?
Yeah. So there I was in my apartment. And there's an alley in between my building and the building next to mine.
Who's the bee in your apartment? Do you have one?
There's a guy and a girl who live below me, and I think they have a one bedroom apartment that they have turned into a two bedroom apartment. Because you know when you walk by people's apartments.
Like with a curtain?
No. Oh. You know when you like walk by people's apartments in your building and they're like leaving or coming home
and
or like going and you peek in their apartment a little bit? Yeah, there was definitely like their apartment was identical to mine.
I hate that because if you peek into mine, all you see is all of my liquor.
Dirty carpet?
No. All you see is all of my bar cart and usually my lighting fixture and my camera. So it looks like I'm getting drunk and filming porn or something. I always think that's what they think.
Tell me you're not.
Honey.
So anyways, she lives like below me and she was leaving the other day and I peeked in and it looked like her apartment set up the exact same as mine, but she had a bed in her living room.
That's fine.
You know where my desk is? There was a bed. There was a bed right there.
Let her live.
I wasn't complaining. I was explaining to you why I think two people live there.
And that's why you don't trust that bee?
Right. Also, she doesn't really smile at me a whole lot.
Well, then don't trust the bee.
I was telling you people in my neighborhood, I say all the time, like, hi. I always say hi when like walking by someone on the way to my car.
Which note?
Nobody ever responds.
Hi.
People in LA are rude.
I was walking in my neighborhood and a guy was on a stoop.
Okay.
Having a coffee.
Okay.
He tries to start a conversation with me.
What he say?
He said, good morning. I said, good morning. And he's like, how you doing? And I'm still walking.
You say, two thumbs up, daddy.
No, I did not, but I wish I had.
You just got to roll with the punches.
So I yelled, buy Art Pop on iTunes.
So you're like, great, just going to buy Art Pop.
It really closed down the conversation.
Yeah, I think so.
So what was the – who something so about –
there's an alley in between my building and the one next to me. And
Alien alley?
And you can hear like people talking from time to time. And there's a family who lives in the one like across from my apartment. And their kitchen / like living room area kind of faces my bedroom. And so I was –
do you ever feel like you're putting on a show for them?
Yeah, and before I had curtains for a long time.
What kind of show was that?
That was the one I said she would always be in her window washing dishes and she had to have seen me naked at least like 20 times. How do you have that many dishes?
I'm very good.
Family of four.
I'm very good at closing my blinds if I'm naked.
Well, that's good.
That's one of my talents.
Now I have curtains and I just keep them always closed and my room's a little dark and I feel like I need a plant or something. So there I was sitting out.
To hide behind when you're naked?
No, to spruce up the place.
Like a big one or like a succulent. Do you have any succulents?
There I was.
I just want to know the succulents.
Oh, I have three succulents.
You know my favorite succulent garden in my neighborhood?
The one you steal from?
No, shush. I would never. No, I always – every time Connor and I walk by it and we go out of our way because I say, let's walk by the succulent garden.
God, I'm glad I
say,
don't have to
look
walk
at this
with
succulent
you.
Garden.
Get it's, a load of that succulent
and
garden.
And I saw them unloading groceries in there and it took everything within me not to tell them I love your succulents.
I wouldn't say that because if one comes up missing, look whose door they're going to be knocking
true,
on.
You are so right. It is red-handed moment.
So I was – so this,
naked woman.
I'm the naked woman. They have a family. They have kids, and I hear their kids like crying in the alley when they have to like leave at 8 a.m. And I'm like, shut your kid up. Mm. But then today she was feeling very. The mother was feeling very like educational, and like she was explaining everything to these kids. So she was
like about what?
In the kitchen making
stamps.
In the kitchen making coffee. And she's like, Mama loves the coffee because it makes her perky.
Like, how old are the kids?
I don't exactly. I see people coming in and out of that building next
to me. Are we talking 15 or 5?
No, like 5.
Okay.
And I think I know who it is. And I'm pretty sure I know the family that lives there because I've seen the woman look at me naked like.
You know how I'm imagining her?
But she was like, Mama's got to get her coffee for the park and then we're going to walk to the park and Mama wants to feel perky.
You know what?
That's why Mama drinks the coffee because it makes Mama feel perky.
Parents have to talk like this because kids don't know how to speak yet unless those kids speak. Do they speak?
Well, I've never had a conversation with one when sitting on my stoop.
You know how I'm imagining her? You know the haircut where it's a lot of bang and then spiky in the back.
No, it's not. She's cooler than that.
Wow, drag that haircut.
She's like a hip mom. You're not in the Midwest anymore.
My sister used to have, you know,
the big swoop.
The big swoop and the spiky in the back, but it would all be those little clips all over.
Were they plastic or metal?
Plastic. And I have like a vague memory of them being burgundy.
I like the clips, the ones that have like a fruit shape on it, like a grape or like a lime.
Oh my God. I think we're thinking of different clips.
Wow. Wow. So you hate my fruit clips.
Yeah. I don't think I know what you're talking about, but I think I do.
I'll text it to you when you least expect it.
You know what candy sucks? Runts.
Well, I Googled fruit hair and clips was the first thing that came up. So.
Okay.
Wow, this woman's hair.
Not gay haircuts.
This woman really looks like she put a fruit basket in her hair with those fruit hair clips.
Chiquita banana?
On her wedding day.
Limes and citruses in her hair on her wedding
day. It's an orange, a lime, and a lemon.
I don't mean to offend anybody, but straight people are crazy.
She calls it her fruit orchard blossom collection. So what were you saying
about... Is it on Pinterest? Do you have a Pinterest? You know what I hate about Pinterest?
I'm not interested in Pinterest.
You have to log in to even look at the site.
Oh, I think I noticed that
That's
recently.
Fucked up.
My mom has a Pinterest.
Imagine not being able to look at anybody's tweets unless you have a Twitter.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
They should probably do that.
People shouldn't be able to see my tweets unless they follow me.
I agree. That's called private account. Protected me.
Oh.
And then, wait, we should have protected accounts.
Like secret
ones.
But
then you have to... No. I'm just saying so that if they want to know the juice, they got to join the family.
Interesting concept.
If they want to put a bed in their living room?
Yeah. They've got to get...
So that's the end of your story
together.
About the woman across?
Well, can you imagine? She went on and on and on, and she was like, then we're going to go to the park. And it was just... And she couldn't get over the coffee.
Did you, like, make a big humph as you closed your
blinds? I didn't
blinds.
Close my window. No. Blinds were already closed. I'm not an animal. This is in a zoo.
Okay.
But I felt like, as a person who doesn't like coffee, I thought it was like she was, like, promoting coffee to a five-year-old.
Okay. Well, someday you're going to come around about coffee. I feel that.
I don't think so. I don't like
Didn't
the
you
taste.
Recently say, I wish I liked coffee?
And I would never say that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
When I had my family in town over the weekend, we had to go to Starbucks. And you know that's hell for me.
You should have taken them to my favorite coffee shop.
They made me the wrong drink. I got a strawberry smoothie.
Do you know the song
and they wrote
champagne?
SS on the cup. And then suddenly I had like a regular
strawberry
coffee with like a double shot of espresso or something.
Do you know the song Champagne Problems?
No.
Are you familiar with the concept?
Is it like No Sex in the Champagne Room?
No, but wow, what a song. I forgot that existed.
Is that Kid Rock? Chris Rock.
I feel like, yeah.
Name one Rock.
Travis, my brother,
How
loved that
song. How could
you
ever choose between
I
Kid Rock?
I remember the music video for it.
That's, yeah,
it
was on TRL.
That smell reminds me of Thailand.
Anyway. What smell? The smell of the champagne room? What were you going to say about champagne problems? Do you have them?
It's a good Meghan Trainor song.
Oh, God. Does she have caviar dreams?
What's that?
Yeah. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Not the, like,
Is that
Good
All-American
Charlotte.
Rejects
Good Charlotte.
Who was the band with the violin? Yellow
Lindsay
Clan?
Sterling. No? Yellow Card?
Oh, Yellow Card. Oh, what am God. I thinking of? Simple Plan and Yellow Card.
Yeah, they're great. Those were like all of my college days.
Somebody asked me on Twitter today if I've ever heard of Panic at the Disco. I'm like, bitch.
Is that
I knew them before you were born.
Is that the band?
Like, don't come for me. I listened to them in high school.
Wow. You've known them forever.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not dumb.
Why do we live in a culture where, like, it can't just be okay that you like a band? You have to be the first person that liked
that
band.
Oh, in fact, I don't want to ever be the first. It's a burden on me with Gaga. Now
you were
I
her first fan, you think?
That's the joke. I'm kidding.
Wow.
But I do feel like I'm up there.
You really supported Stephanie Germanotta.
Girl.
Yeah, that's her name. What's her middle name? Was she
Joanne.
On? Was she on that bait show? Where they, like, gave her money, like, anger management show.
Oh, like...
Bait Bucks
punk?
Or something.
It was like a punk
Not
for
bait
normals.
Bait Bus.
Bait Bus?
I thought, what?
Remember Bait Bus?
Well, I think it still exists.
Honey, everyone... Never mind.
You're going to send them there? Lady Gaga on a camera show.
Driving the bait bus.
Oh my God.
I would for sure put in the Born This Way album.
Boiling points is what
boiling points.
Very close to bait bus.
That was a good show.
I always thought I would. I loved Boiling Points on MTV.
You do not have patience.
I'm going to tweet. Oh my God.
Your boiling point is low.
So many times.
You only get like a dollar.
Did you ever watch Boiling Points?
Yeah.
Did you see when someone was like buying? You know those are all actors.
I know, but you know what happened to Gaga?
Supposedly all the people for Cash Cab are pre-selected too.
I don't like to hear that.
Yeah, it really spoils the fun. I'm going to tweet at MTV right now and say, can you bring back Boiling Points?
Oh, wait. Do they need a host?
I would host it.
No, we would.
And you like walk out and you're like, gotcha. What if
let's
you started
host it together.
What if you just started a YouTube show, like a prank show, but it's like Boiling Points?
You know I'm no prankster.
With like, and
you know
invite,
I hate pranks.
And you invite like Ricky Dillon over and you like Boiling Point him.
No.
You throw a pot of scalding water on him. See if he gets
gotcha. Oh, Ricky Dillon. Okay, I think we're done today.
Yeah, I just tweeted at MTV and asked if they could bring back Boiling Points.
Great, okay, so we're mission accomplished.
I think I've really accomplished a lot today, and I just want to say I love all of you.
Name one love.
My love for myself. It's the most powerful love there is.
That's touching. You know what's even more powerful? The button to subscribe to this podcast. Yeah. Click it today. Also, give us a rating and follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook and whatever. And just kind of do that.
Be nice to each other.
And yeah, love you.
Love you.
Bye.